Meryl Streep attacks Melania Trump's fashion. FLOTUS advisor slams the outdated narrative. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 8, 2026. Meryl Streep, while promoting her Devil Wears Prada sequel, attacked First Lady Melania Trump's fashion and condemned what she called a destabilizing of women in power. They have to bear arms on TV while men are covered in a suit, the actress said. In a recent interview with Streep, longtime Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour brought up the First Lady's fashion, stating, "To be fair, Melania Trump also always looks like herself when she dresses." To which the Devil Wears Prada star replied, "I have so many thoughts about this. I think the most powerful message that our current First Lady sent was in the coat that said, 'I really don't care, do you?' When she was going to see migrant children who were incarcerated." Streep continued, referring to a nearly decade-old story highlighting Melania Trump's June 2018 attire. "All dress is about expressing yourself, but we're also subject to larger historical and political sweeps of expectation," the 76-year-old actress added. Melania Trump's senior advisor Mark Beckman pushed back on Streep's remarks, telling Breitbart News that the actress' criticism of First Lady Melania Trump's 2018 jacket in Vogue is misplaced and outdated. "The First Lady has already addressed and debunked the narrative in her memoir, Melania," Beckman added. "The real story is not a jacket from years ago. It is First Lady Melania Trump's leadership," the First Lady's senior advisor told Breitbart News. Since the start of the 47th presidential administration, First Lady Melania Trump has led four reunifications of Ukrainian and Russian children with their families, bolstered Fostering the Future, her national university network supporting individuals from the foster care community, built Fostering the Future Together, a global coalition advancing education and technology for children, delivered a Peace Through Education address at the UN Security Council, championed the Take It Down Act to combat non-consensual AI-generated intimate imagery, secured $30 million for housing for individuals who aged out of foster care, and advanced an executive order to support America's foster youth. In her interview with Vogue, Streep then segued from Melania Trump to female fashion in general, saying, "I'm stunned at how women in power have to have bare arms on television while men are covered in shirts and ties or a suit. There's an apology built into women. They have to show their smallness," she added. "It's compensatory. The advancements of women in the second half of the 20th century and the beginning of this one have been destabilizing. It's as if women have to say, 'I'm little. I can't walk in these shoes. I can't run. I'm bare, not threatening,'" the Iron Lady star bizarrely asserted. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X @ @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.